And I'm Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Israeli forces bombarded several areas of the southern Gaza Strip on Tuesday in what could be part of its final push in 9 months of war. Reuters correspondent Emma Gell reports.
It comes after Israel ordered residents of several towns and villages surrounding Khan Yunis and Rafah to evacuate the day before. Thousands who had not heeded evacuation orders were forced to flee their homes overnight during the Israeli bombardment. Gaza's European hospital in Khan Yunis, which the emergency department director says has provided continuous daily services since the beginning of the war, was forced to evacuate. This man, whose sick daughter was being treated there, says it was their last resort, as many hospitals have been destroyed. Whoever gets wounded will die, he says.
Emma Gell from Reuters. Former U.S. President Donald Trump's sentencing in his hush money case has been postponed until at least September 18th. AP correspondent Jake Offenhart explains.
Trump was previously scheduled to be sentenced on July 11th, following his conviction in May of falsifying records to cover up a potential sex scandal. But Judge Juan Emmerichon agreed to push back that date after Trump's attorneys argued that a recent Supreme Court ruling granting broad immunity to presidents invalidated the verdict. The Manhattan District Attorney has called that argument, quote, without merit, but they agreed to the delay as both sides present motions on the matter. The delay means that Trump won't know his sentencing as he's formally nominated at the Republican National Convention, which starts in Milwaukee on July 15th. And it leaves open the possibility that he could be ordered to jail during a critical stretch of his campaign.
AP correspondent Jake Offenhart. Drone footage Wednesday showed muddy ground, foot imprints of victims and abandoned belongings at Tuesday's fatal stampede site where 116 people, many of them women and children, were killed and injured.